Thursday. Today is August the 1st, and you're listening to My Farm. We've got a field day coming up dealing with soil health we want to make you aware of. Turning dirt into healthy soil. This is going to be held in Allen County, and Matt Burkholder is going to join us. He's going to talk a little bit more about some of the features of this field day, some top name speakers you're not going to want to miss out on. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Joining me today is Matt Burkholder. He's a farmer from Allen County, and we're going to talk about a field day that's coming up on September 10th in Allen County. Matt, give us some of the details.
Yes, Jesse. I'm excited about our event on September 10th. We are hosting the Turning Dirt into Healthy Soil Field Day. Our feature speaker is Rick Clark. He's a seventh generation farmer who utilizes conservation practices on around 7,000 acres in Indiana. I know Rick always presents, has a good presentation to give. And we will also have a presentation by Dani Kushner. She will present on the relationship between healthy soil, nutrient-dense food, and human health. This event is sponsored by the Nature Conservancy, the Farmers for Soil Health Program, and Ohio No-Till Council.
Great, great organizations coming together to put this on. And Rick Clark has been on the speaking circuit for a couple years. A lot of folks have heard him and know he always brings an insightful presentation. And the other topics that you have also very thought-provoking. For folks that are interested in attending, probably easiest if they contact the Allen County Soil and Water Office. It looks like registration is $25 for attendees, or if someone would like to be a vendor, there's a $100 fee for that. But you guys are also providing continuing education units to crop advisors and others.
Correct. And we are also providing lunch and drinks and snacks all day long.
That sounds good. Well, this is a full day event. It begins at 8:30 with registration. The program starts at 9 and runs till about 4:30 in the afternoon. Give us a little bit more of the details, the when and the where.
On September 10th in Allen County, Ohio, we are going to have the Turning Dirt into Healthy Soil Field Day, and we hope to see you all there.
The specific location of that field day, 6720 Stewart Road. That's outside of Lima, Ohio. And to get registered, you can visit the Allen County Soil and Water Conservation District website. That's simply allenswcd.com. Scroll down to what's happening at ASWCD and click on the Healthy Soils link. That will get you registered. Again, my guest today, Matt Burkholder. He's a farmer in Allen County talking about their upcoming field day. Matt, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Well, the Ohio State Fair rolls on, culminating with the Sale of Champions. That takes place starting at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. I have the privilege of serving as the MC for that event and will be on the show block. But taking place today, the Junior Fair Purebred Market Show is going to be going on. That starts at 8 o'clock, as well as the Sheep Junior Breeding Showmanship. There will be the Junior Brown Swiss Show, as well as the Junior Jersey Show. Those both start at 9 o'clock. Junior Rabbit Show starts at 9, as well as the Meat, Chicken, and Market Turkey Judging, also beginning at 9 o'clock today. The Sheep Junior Breeding Show starts at 10, and then they'll have the final drive for the Market Turkeys and Meat Chickens at 3 o'clock. Also, the Sheep Outstanding Breeding Exhibitor Awards and the final drive in that building will be at 6 o'clock today. A lot of great things to take in at the Ohio State Fair. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, we're going to talk dairy news now as the comment period is open for the federal milk marketing order modifications. Proposed recommendations for the modification within that federal milk marketing order is now available for public comment, and this would be the first significant changes to the federal milk marketing order in over two decades. USDA's Rod Bain has more details.
The comment period is now underway for the proposed rule modifying parts of federal milk marketing orders.
It provides a 60-day comment period for anyone who has an interest in providing USDA comments on our recommendations. They will have until September 13th to provide us with that information.
That's Agricultural Marketing Service Deputy Administrator Dana Cole. She says comments are accepted through the Federal Register.
Once we get those comments in, USDA will have 60 days to take those comments, make any modifications, and issue what is called a final decision. That final decision must be issued by November 12th.
Followed by a vote by dairy producers. Cole says if approved, milk marketing order modifications would be implemented in early 2025. So what is being proposed for FMMO modifications? And what might stakeholders be voting on later this year? Among the items,
we made changes in the milk composition factors to protein, other solids, and non-fat solids. We elected to, in our survey, commodity products exclude barrel cheese from that survey price. We also elected to make changes to the make allowances or the manufacturing allowance that is included in the price formulas. We adjusted those and increased the make allowances for the four products of cheese, butter, non-fat dry milk, and dry whey.
Cole also notes the significance of the proposed federal milk marketing order modifications.
It's been the first major hearing where we have considered multiple topics since the orders were consolidated and reformed back in 2000. So this is a really important opportunity for the industry to get involved and provide us information to be considered. It impacts the bottom line of both producers and processors.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.